good woman, man. And then I fucked up. I really liked her. And then we went out to a party, and I was like, yeah, this is my time. Like, we've been chatting for a while. And she left early. And then I was like, fuck. Like, wanted to, like, you know, finally get that moment, a little kiss. And then her friend started moving to me, and I was like, drunk, and I was like, fuck it. And slept with a friend. But it was like...
What? You know what? I wasn't half listening. Fair enough, innit?
You know what it is? Like, she applied mad pressure.
She just fell into something.
She was saying the right things at the right time, you know.
It was definitely a trap.
Yeah.
It wasn't meant to go that far.
But have you ever been in a club, yeah, where, like, you know them clubs with, like, different rooms, like, six different rooms, like, kind of like mansion parties, like them Timothy Eastwood ones?
Yeah. I never been to that before. I'm sorry. Yeah. You talk about Eastwood.
Timothy Eastwood.
That's enough of my life, G. You crazy. Brother, you think it's insane?
I'm sure she can hear us.
Niggas is insane. Niggas must be insane. It can't just be like, niggas is real life insane. Must be.
Hey, man. Niggas coming in cream. The money must be good. Money must be good. Damn. Master give you a little pay rise.
Nah, not yet.
Hey, man.
Nah, what was it? Alex said the other day, they put Caitlin Clark's wages on Twitter.
Gentino has paychecks. Oh, man. I ain't seen you in ages, man.
My bad.
Just step over, pause.
What? There's nothing even gay about that, bro. Like,
nigga came in the nut cream. Crazy.
That was crazy. That was crazy.
I can't lie. If you were wearing these, your outfit would be crazy.
Yeah. Oh, that was slap.
You know what? Those are actually flames. Oh, yeah, man. I thought you're what, just you and Reeves are like what the class connoisseurs or what?
Well, he's
like
Jamaican, so by default. But you see me, I'm trying to get me. I got entry point. I bought two of these the other day, and I'm not gonna say her name on camera, but she told me off.
What?
She's like, you're buying too many. Like, why do you need the same trainer in so many different colours? I was like, first of all, they ain't trainers.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get it.
You clock someone. You don't know a ball. Like, yeah, you don't know a ball, man. Yeah.
But even with my clerks, they just bake off for a special day. Like, I ain't got it to wear it casually with me. Yeah. Like, you wear them nice casually. With me, I just look a bit like,
You don't got it.
Yeah. You know when you don't go, like, you always have to be like self-aware.
Yeah.
I'm very self-aware.
That's
but
like me in Air Forces.
Yeah.
The man that never see me wear Air Forces.
That's like, true, actually.
You know, I can wear like high top ones sometimes, but for the most part, like Air Forces, me and Air Forces don't really.
I know you say that.
Like, with me and trainers as well, because I'm kind of small, but I got size 10 feet. It's like certain trainers look mad crazy. And like, I haven't had a growth spurt since like year 11, 10. So I was the same height with size 10 feet.
Right.
But then like, no, yeah, around that. But I was like smaller, bro. The Air Forces were clunky. And you know, back then I wasn't really tapped in. I was getting the exact size.
Yeah.
But now it's getting a size and a half smaller.
Half a size.
Sorry, I'm bugging.
You looking at ballerina,
bro? My toenail fell off the other day, bro.
Oh, right, it's
bro. But it was the. I'll tell you what happened in Manny.
What happened in Manny?
Bro, it was my birthday.
That was a while ago, though.
Yeah, this is where it started off with my toe. The toe issue. Like, it was dry Jan. I said, shout out Liam. He said, you wanna come watch Tottenham Man United? You know, a nigga put me in a box, got flued out a little, you know what I mean? Then I said, I'm not drinking. This was like a week before we was on the pod saying, like, I'm not doing snus, I'm not doing alcohol. Went there, they gave me a glass of champagne. I was like, champagne?
Okay.
Excuse me? I said, what, this for me? had a little sip, and she was like, you want some more? I said, well, I ain't got tap.
Free refills.
Then I'm free drinks in the champagne now. And she's like, oh, like, do you want any spirits? I like, you got any tequila? Like,
okay.
I was like, all right, cool, it's getting messy now. Then me and Liam are just drunk by like half time now. And we're meant to go back home to London after the game. And then when you burst, I was like, bursting Manny. I was like, how can I leave Manny burst?
That's where it begins. See, this is where it begins, bro.
And it's getting a bit late, and I'm feeling like, I'm just like, yeah, like, let's go out. And then
Did you even plan accommodation, bro?
No, we booked a hotel at the stadium.
On the spot?
Yeah.
Heard you.
Then now I'm walking out to the hotel. You know the railings on the side of the road?
Yeah.
The silver ones?
Yeah.
They ain't tall. But I was burst now, yeah. That's like, you know, you can just like hop over it. But I was so burst, like hopping over it. I didn't have the
motor skills.
Yeah, like I was just finished. Like it just seemed a bit. It kept on wobbling. Yeah. So you know the ones where you're scared and you put your bum on it first.
Oh my
God. And you slide over. But then I put my bum on it, and then pause. That's crazy. And and I just swung over. My body just swung over.
Swung his body.
But you know the ones, yeah, like my 2 feet have gone directly over, and I've landed on my toe. So I look at my Air Forces.
What?
I look at my Air Forces. There's blood seeping out my Air Forces.
No, wait, explain. No, go
wait,
back.
What kind of Air Forces?
Go
is
back.
That why? Right. Okay, now it makes sense. Ah, okay,
so,
now it makes sense.
So you know the picture of me like laying on the floor? You know that picture?
That wasn't even what I was going to say, but continue.
But go, what was you saying?
When Miles patterned one of your crepes, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Premium Detailing or whatever. Hey, yeah. shout out to that nigga that tried to steal the company. I swear, Miles Morris lives a fake life, bro. Oh,
nasty,
and they come in the group chat like, "Hey, man, if you see a guy follow the new account," and I was like, "What happened?" And he's talking about. Like a hostile takeoff.
I said, "Rev."
Actually,
didn't
matter when I was asleep.
who was saying? I think it was Lewis. Was like, "Oh, did you sign like the contracts?"
Yeah.
And he was just like, "Yeah, it's all written up." And I was like, "He was like, did you sign the contract?" He was like, "Nah, not really." I swear to you.
Like Peaky Blinders.
Bro signed a business contract for the little napkin. This is mine. This is your
way for a 2 in the queue.
No, Miles.
He signed it away for a free lychee martini.
Imagine doing deals, taking someone's word in 2024, bro.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, man.
Man, I'm still doing Word is Born in 2024 and the slimy world we live in now.
Heard you, bro.
You got your eyes and cross your T's in this world, bro. But, like, always try to take advantage of that shit.
I'm ready to slam a nigga out, I can't even lie. I want to be one of them grimy niggas. Just
why?
I'm not talking about that slime, like, I'm a business slime.
Oh.
Like,
that's the acceptable one, though.
Yeah, like, mate, I want to make a business deal where I know I'm up and the nigga's getting finessed. Get him on a 360 deal.
They
you know
what
they
like, say?
The best deals are the deals where both people feel like they got shafted.
Yeah.
Those are the best deals. And both of them feel like they got bumped.
Yeah. I get that. But I just want to know how it feels to really finesse a nigga. You know, that's why I'm getting the music industry.
You're getting closer to the Diddy level. What's going on?
Like, how are you going to say Diddy? I ain't on the...
You've been at them parties.
What's going on over there, bro?
Like, parties.
Hey, Diddy, what are you doing back there? Hold on, player.
What's your lot's like? How big are your lot's feet, bro? I'm thinking...
10.
What, it's 10? You're 10?
I'm 10 and a half.
Feck.
10 and a half.
Are you trying to wait?
Fair.
What are you trying to gauge, big
no,
bro?
No, I'm just...
What are you trying,
to,
you
trying to get into?
Bro, bro trying to do... See what you do that with the baby?
You lot are dumb. No, piss off. You lot are dumb. No, I'm just deep in like...
I've done that more times than I care to admit.
Yeah.
Because I've got big hands, isn't it? So it's like my party trick.
But it's like, yeah, all women got small hands.
Low key,
sometimes I've...
I've seen some footage.
I've met some of them in my time, bro. Yeah.
One time I was at a party... I was chatting to this girl. The thing is, like, me, personally, I don't really fancy, shorter women as much these days.
Told you.
Nothing, yeah. Listen. Mm-hmm. Amen, but,
eugenics, man.
But, like, I
don't... eugenics is crazy.
But the thing is, even when that whole thing where people say stuff, I'm going to marry a Russell.
Yeah.
Like a tall...
Lovable type
some
shit.
Some people say it's, like, recessive.
Where?
So you have some people whose mum's, like, 5'4", and their dad's, like, 5'7", and they have, like, a 6-foot-something kid.
Yeah, I see that.
You get me?
But with that, it's more chances of...
Yeah.
Like, with me, I'm definitely getting a 5'9" woman, married.
No, I hear it.
We've got to save our genes, bro.
Save
my bloodline.
Like, with this girl, I was talking, and literally, I'm not kidding, bro. First of all, my hands are disgusting. Her hand fit in my palm.
Her whole hand? Or she was that small?
I was like, nah. I was like, you're gorgeous, bro, but...
I ain't trying to catch a case.
Your hands are too small. Your hands, like, how'd you pick things up in that? Like, your hands are so small.
It's a baby hand. Yo.
But, you say, is the guest going to introduce himself?
Mr. Real Nigga.
Niggas coming here lying already. Crazy.
They call me Slime Ball.
Shout out Slime Ball, man.
That's the baby mum.
But yeah, no. This is another episode that we freeballed, and we was meant to have Fuad, but yeah, man, we got a little up downgrade.
Must said up downgrade.
Yeah.
I'll be so real. I'm not gonna tell you lot what this nigga does because it's none of you lot's business, innit? But he's not in ends often. If he was in ends more often, he'd be on the podcast way more.
Facts.
He's gonna be apparently he's stepping with some gay vampires later, but I don't know. I didn't know Blade was filming in London.
Hey, them little Playboy Carti little vibes, man.
Nigga said tap in. You think I want to be fucking with shorties asking for a vial of my blood and that? Well, why don't you ask me for that? You call me boring. I said, yeah, keep that. I said, keep that.
Witches.
I don't know what she wanted from me, bro. Like, keep that.
When you go to sleep, wake up with like free teeth.
I said, keep that, bro.
Man, it always gets scary with them kind of babes. They're always like, so when were you born? And you'd be like,
what time?
Like, come on now, be for real. Like, who knows what time they're born?
Sorry, go on. I asked as well, actually.
You asked your mum?
Yeah.
What time
were you? You must have been in love.
For what?
Well, you know what time you was born?
I asked one day coincidentally about something else, though. I happen to know now, yeah.
What? When were you born?
3:36 in the morning.
You came out late in the night.
Yeah,
I think I was 11 a.m.
Early in the day.
Yeah. Got ready.
Imagine receiving Alex early in the day. That's crazy.
Yeah, I was a big boy. I was them baby was them like the tires like the Michelin man. Thick as hell.
It must have been cloudy that morning, boy. I gotta tell you, it was a thunderstorm. Rare phenomenon. It's gonna be a tough one.
When his mom's water broke and it just started raining.
Chilled. What do you mean by that? You talking about my mom's ladder?
That's it.
It's just pouring cats and dogs.
Like, we're talking about Bible level stuff.
Trying to get a cab to the hospital. She can't even get a cab.
Nah. Nothing.
But no, with me, what I was gonna say, I was meant to be born a girl.
What?
Yeah.
Are you?
They didn't detect the little meat outside.
So you okay,
were,
no,
you
no, they
meant to be born a girl.
Yeah, yeah. They just. They,
but
yeah,
my mom thought I was a girl. She was gonna call me pal.
Wait, so that's so dramatic. But when you were born, so you're saying that when you were born, they were like, oh.
Yeah, I popped out a little.
And they were like, hold on. Yeah,
you got a little pecker.
What's that type of?
Bro got a half an inch.
Well, that's a lot.
That's a newborn.
We're not going to get into this convo. Because what's.
No.
What's a lot?
No. It was good you identified it. Leave it.
Because if you want to talk about it, let's talk about it.
I want to talk about it.
Oh my God, that's insane.
Niggas lost their edge, huh?
Yeah, I want to talk about that, bro. Like,
being called Pearl, that's
crazy. That would have been nuts.
That's crazy. You weren't born in 1973.
Bro, it's crazy, bro. Some old ass baby. There's so many old names. Like,
Gladys.
Yeah, Josephine.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
Like,
Audrey.
like my dad's name's Glenn, yeah? So, like, I just look at him. I was like, you wasn't a kid called Glenn.
Yeah.
Do you know
those names? It's like you couldn't have been a kid with this name.
You was
like, I feel like you had to be 40 with this name.
Call them their nickname or something. Yeah. I ain't calling no nigga my age Glenn.
I found out my dad's nickname when he was younger.
What's his nickname?
So when we was in Jamaica, this lady knocked on our door. You know how like old niggas forget my language. It's now that you want to forgive my language. yeah. But I'm talking
about this situation.
I'm talking about elders. I can't be calling elders old niggas.
Fair.
Yeah, but then like, you see the older generation.
Nah,
I got respect. I got boundaries.
Heard you.
A man's got to have a code. But let me get back to it. But yeah, so she knocks on the door. And as I was saying, like, the older generation, they just really turning up to people's houses without calling.
Yeah.
Like, just checking in.
That's true, you know.
And then She was like, it's Wooly in. I said, who? She was like, Wooly. And she was like, I saw the lights on. I thought he'd be here. I was like, probably someone that was renting out the place. And then my dad comes out. Like, oh, he's at the door. I was like, I know. And then he comes through. And she's like, Wooly! Wooly! I'm like... I'm like, and then
this is dad.
But then she goes, you know why I call him Wooly? And rubs his bald head. Yeah, he's like, oh, he had cotton hair. And I was like, that is a whack name. Like, you know them ones where like you see, like my dad's like got a strong face, bald.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, and the way he was so excited when he heard the nickname Wooly.
Probably reminds of when he was a youth, man.
Yeah, that's probably why, innit?
Nah, man. Nah.
Probably reminds. You know, I've noticed something recently. I think it sunk in a bit when Akira Toriyama died and I was doing a lot of like Dragon Ball Z clip rewatches. Mm. Nostalgia is such a strong emotion.
It's, oh yeah.
Like, it might be the strongest, it's, other than like hate and love.
It's getting emotion. To the point for me, nostalgia is pissing me off. Really? Like, it makes me sad.
Yeah.
Like, I used to love that nostalgic feeling where it's like, oh man, shit. But then it's like, now it's like, bro, I can never go back.
Yeah.
I can never grasp that feeling like of... Mm-hmm. Even like Dragon Ball Z, like I was just, you know, just waking up and tuning in,
yeah.
Or even getting angry that you're watching a rerun.
Yeah.
Like those little feelings, I don't know, it just pisses me off now. I think it's just coming with old age.
Because the further you get away from it, though.
Like, you see where, like, I've always wondered, yeah, like, death kind of scares me, yeah. But I want to know if it gets easier as you get older.
I think so. I think about it sometimes. I think so.
I don't know, man.
I think so.
Because we're so far away from it right now, that's like, it's not even really a thought. Sometimes I'd be scared, like, shit, I'm going to die one day. Mm-hmm. Then I think to myself, that's time from now, hopefully, God willing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then, like, when you're, like, 60, 70,
mm-hmm.
that's, like, maybe 10 years away. You're thinking, shit, like, that's right there.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's way more scary than right now, where we look at it. And it's
like, have you ever spoke to, like really old people before?
Yeah.
You know, like, you get older, innit? You get, I want to say, like, the 70s up, yeah. Your body starts to creak, everything hurts all the time, you're just in constant like numbing pain in it. And then if you add in the fact that your partner's already gone, a lot of times, bro, they kind of just want it to end.
They're ready to tap out, like, not even on stuff, like, they're just ready to just sign out.
I've lived, do you know what I'm saying? I've seen everything I wanted to see, and now it's like, most days I don't, do you know what I'm saying? Most days I don't really feel anything different now.
Yeah.
That's people that I've like, kind of like made peace with everything, like they've accepted that they've done what they wanted to do, kind of thing.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that still live with like regrets. Like, that slammed out their best friend when they were younger.
That's true.
Fuck that guy. Yeah. Fuck them guys, bro.
Like, fuck. Like, if I could just like apologize one time and just know that he, when I die, he ain't gonna be like still hating me and shit. Like,
he died here.
Yeah. I think that's the worst feeling if someone dies on you, and like you're on bad terms, because that's like. Like with me, if I see someone and like we're good and I don't see them for 2 years, we're still gonna be good. Like, we haven't spoken. Like, we're gonna pick up where we left off. But if I see someone I hate, that hate is still there. Like, but then it's like with someone dying and you hate them, it's like a weird feeling because you'd be like, oh, I miss him, but like we aren't on good terms and he was a dickhead.
But you never wanted him to die.
Yeah. But then also I always said, like, the one thing I've learned from life, not learned from life, it's like the hardest thing I've had to deal with is like not being scared of death. But like, because I've been in a situation where, like, nearly dying. And then all I remember was, this is peaceful. Mm. And then afterwards, pop out of the hospital. And then I was like, bro, it was like a high. Like, when everything was happening, my head was like, there was no thoughts in my head. Mm. And it's like, you know when you have constant like thoughts in your head, like you're just talking to yourself, like negative thoughts, positive thoughts.
You made peace. Do you feel like you accepted that it was going to happen?
You kind of just give up. You're just like, oh.
I think, accept,
the way I'd explain it, if I was trying to think, but I couldn't think. Like, it was just like, you know when like someone's messaging, it's like ... That was going on in my head. And I just remember, I just like closed my eyes. And I was like, ugh. trying to think. And then you get better. And I was like, that feeling wasn't that bad. Like, what I was feeling was like, you know, you know, what's it called when your life flashes before your eyes? Oh, that shit was real.
Yeah.
That was like, everything is just like going on and you're just thinking.
Apparently that's your brain trying to find a way to save itself.
Is it?
That's what they say, your life flashing before your eyes is you replay your life to see if there's something that's happened in your past that's like a clue to how you can get yourself out of whatever
that's
situation.
That's interesting. That's really interesting, yeah. Actually.
Like a little, so a little trick you learned. Yeah. Because like
yo, I got the jam.
Like, no, you know what it is, yeah?
What you got for me?
Because you know what? I always be watching like...
open the files.
Like random videos on TikTok of like, if you're in quicksand.
No.
But then like, next day, I forgot the technique.
Honestly, that shit don't stick in my head.
Yeah,
like,
there's
so much shit that, like, if you're in a life or death situation, remember this.
Yeah.
I'll
be watching dumb ones like if a lift is falling, yeah, it's like, oh.
To be fair, I saw that one the other day. Yeah. That's stuck in my head.
Yeah. You just have to.
Life flat.
Yeah. It says life flat. So all the body like compresses like all the what's the word?
It spreads the pressure throughout.
So if you're on a lift and like say it snaps and it's falling.
Yeah.
Like they were saying, you can do the dumb thing of trying to jump, but it doesn't work. But
wait, why would you jump? Jump?
No, you don't have to lift. The lifts are built. Because
dumb niggas think like if it's going fast,
it's like
last second I jump up, like I've slowed down.
Yeah,
like, I'm not going.
Nah, nigga, that's not how. Yeah, that's not how it goes.
It's like you know the ones that airplanes crashing. All right, let me jump out last second.
Can I tell you like the dumbest question I've ever been asked? What I wasn't asked. You asked it in school. So we might have been in like, I don't know. We were, it's like 2005, 2006. So it's been a few years since 9/11. And why'd you laugh? Wait, why'd you laugh?
9/11.
Tell the story.
Yeah. 9/11 is one of the things I just be chuckling
it's
over.
It's funny.
Why? You know, yeah, carry on, bro.
All right, so.
Look.
One bro, I honestly for the life of me forget who it was. Right, because if it was, I'd say his name. Bro put his hand up and goes, "This." Teacher's gone what? He's gone. So you see when the airplane's crashing, the building's on fire, why didn't the people just sit in a chair, jump out the building, and then just before they hit the ground, jump out the chair?
That's the elevator logic, though.
That's so funny.
But how old would you, Lloyd?
That is so 05 or 06, fucking would have funny. Been like,
that nigga's 10. Too old. That
said he's too old.
Yeah, he's too old. To
no,
be...
05 or 06 is still young for our
9, age. 10 years old.
Yeah, we were still young, bro. Come on.
Nah. You shouldn't be that dumb at 10 years old.
No, really? No. Do you know what it is, yeah? Like, shit. You see when you're at the...
I would have been.
You see when you see kids, yeah? When they're like 3. They don't understand like pain and like... If they're on the like the... What's the gymnasium set in the park? Exactly. They'll see something like tall and they'll be like, I'm jumping. Because they don't understand. But when you're 6... That you, what's that word where, like, you get consciousness?
Become sentient.
Huh?
Sentient.
Is it? Is that what it's called?
That's a word.
Yeah, we'll sentient. Go with that. But like you know that day where you just realize, like, oh shit, I can die.
Yeah.
And then
was that 6 years old for you?
I don't know if
5, 6.
Really?
3-year-olds definitely don't have a concept of death.
Yeah,
of
yeah.
Danger.
Of danger, but then
I think, for instance, a 10-year-old would know, don't touch the stove.
Yeah, but I'm saying when you're
and
like...
When you're 10 years old, you know you can't put your hand on a hot stove.
Yeah, like, I mean? Like 5, 6, I'm definitely kind of grasping that I can't run in the middle of the road. I can't jump off this because I'm going to hurt myself.
Right, I was a bozo at 6, boy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'd say by the time you're 10 years old, you're
100%. Oh, yeah, 10, you're locked into...
Don't put your hand on the stove, don't run in traffic, don't do this, don't... You get me?
But yeah, it's like... But sometimes, yeah, there's always that moment where you realise that your friend's really slow. Like, like, incredibly slow. Like, even with me, like, shout out Dylan. My God, that kid's slow. But I've always known, like, with him... It's just like little text messages, yeah. Like, you know, like basic grammar.
Yeah.
The nigga keeps making mistake after mistake, like we are and were. And it's like.
I hate that. We are, were, there.
And then it gets to the point, yeah. You know when his grammar's so bad, yeah? Like, there's only one person in the group chat that really understands him. It's like Moses. Like, he's trying to, like, Moses just instantly, like, nah, he meant this. Yeah. And I'm like, his spelling's like so bad sometimes. It's like, bro, what's he trying to say? You know when Pippin's talking?
Oh!
You're the only one that understands Pippin. Hey, first time I linked up with Pippin, yeah, Pippin was just mumbling it with his Nigerian and Manc accent. I was like, huh? And Sharif was like, oh, he wants some nuggets. I was like, ah, shit. Okay.
Shout out my nigga Pip, man.
Shout out my nigga Pip, because Pip was a part of the best hour of audio you guys have
done. Oh, my God, the like, lost tapes, bro.
Did you see that tape?
No,
honestly, can I just... We have, what, 80-something episodes or whatever, yeah? I truly believe that's like the best 45 minutes you've ever recorded.
Ever. Yeah. Ever, like, but I mean,
no one will ever hear it.
Like you know when no it's, you know it. When it's constant crying, like where, you know when you get in that mode with your guys and you're elevating a joke? It was for like 45 minutes. And
you
then
legit told the same joke over and over again 45 minutes. And it was the best thing ever. And then Mama comes back in, fucking McGinley Gorilla comes back in. Like, oh man, the thing turned off.
What do you mean? I thought Luda was gonna go back and get a shank. Nah. He just walked out.
You see with that day, yeah? Like, I swear Pippen told me he was fasting, yeah. And he started drinking on the pod. Nigga saw sunset, was like, alright, let me get the studio.
Yeah, we good.
Hey, about 3 years ago, Pippin was like the worst Muslim nigga ever. Like now he's semi locked in.
Yeah,
he mashallah.
Look at this nigga, bro.
Oh man,
that is fucking.
But even Pippin, like he was in the original group chat of us starting the podcast. But then he was like, let me do it off like FaceTime kind of shit. I was like, nigga, fuck off. Yeah,
FaceTime.
Some Vlad TV shit.
I'm recording text
though. Shit.
Nah, shout out, Pip, though. We need to get Pip back on the podcast.
Shout out, my nigga.
I said, I wanted to do one in Manny, but niggas really wasn't fucking with that idea.
We need to go, Manny. I can't lie. We need an excursion. It's going to have to wait, though, because I'm going on holiday soon. She's going on holiday soon.
Same. I'm going on holiday soon.
Where you going?
Where are you going?
Barcelona on the 14th.
Where are you going?
Colombia, then New York.
Huh?
Colombia, then New York.
What kind of... What?
That close.
I don't get... No, do you know what? Fair enough.
What's your pockets like?
No, it's okay. It's okay. I know exactly what you are. Like,
Oh my God.
I know exactly what you are.
No, we're not going for those reasons.
No, it's fine.
Shout out my nigga Seb. I ain't seen you in a minute. I'm going there to see my friend.
Heard you.
I think Colombia, though, that's definitely on the... It's on the list, but
what are you going to?
What list?
You going to Medellin?
Yeah.
The list.
I'm familiar with his game, man. I know exactly what he is. I know exactly what you are, man.
Nigga fucking prostitutes and shit.
I know exactly what you are, bro.
Nigga fucking prostitutes.
You're worse than a passport, bro. You're worse than them niggas.
Yeah.
They go out there with intention to actually find love. That's the problem.
Nigga, I'm there for the scenery.
Yeah, I heard you say
passport daddy. That's what we call you, bro. That's what we're calling you, bro. So, Colombia is definitely like on the list. I wanted to do Brazil next year. The reason why I ain't going on a lot of holidays this year because I want to save up to go to Brazil. Yeah. Like, I want to. But when I go, I ain't trying to do a 10-dayer. I'm trying to do a little 3-week.
3 weeks in a new country is crazy, by the way.
Bro, and see certain locations, I really need like a week just to find my feet.
Okay.
Get my first touch ready.
Okay.
And then I learn a little Portuguese out there, you know what I mean? But the women I've seen, hey, I don't want to do anything. Just want to say hey. You know what I mean?
I follow you though.
I wouldn't go.
I need.
Okay.
I just want
a bit of Mbappe when he's faking the run.
Yeah. You didn't even fake the run. You just went like this.
But
with like solo trips, I'm not a big fan of solo trips.
I've never solo tripped.
This is my first solo trip. Well, Colombia isn't solo because I'm linking my boy there, but New York's going to be solo.
How long are you in New York for?
11 days, 12 days.
And how long? Doing a little tip, yo.
And how long are you in Colombia for?
12 days.
Feck, you're really doing it. Fair enough.
Mr. International.
Mr. Worldwide, bro.
I heard New York spenny. Shout out my nigga Emily. Shout out my nigga Emily Rodriguez. That's my guy.
Oh, yeah?
How you know Emily Rodriguez?
Oh, I worked with her when she was over here studying. She's from New York.
Do you know what? Yeah, New York women, they're feisty.
Nah, she's cool. I love Emily. She was my, neither one of us had a Valentine, so she was my international Valentine.
One of them ones.
Yeah, that's my guy. But she was saying, if you go to New York, because I still do want to do New York eventually. I remember asking her, two things she told me was, one, go between like March and anything after like mid-June is too hot and anything before March is too cold.
Yeah, I went.
So she was like, go in that pocket. And she also, she was like, I said, if I go there for 10 days, that how much amount of cheese that you get, need at least a cheese.
Bro,
jeez, too.
I went to New York for the first time. You know when like you're feeling like in a movie, like New York's one of them trips. It's not like a Columbia. Like you're just, like trying to tick it off the bucket list because you've seen it in the movies, like Home Alone and that type shit. Went there. I'm doing like the semi-touristy stuff because I want to do it. And I was like, damn, like I just want to go to like a little sandwich store, like a real sandwich. Yeah, guy chopped up my sandwich, bro. You know when. When the bread this thin, meat this thick.
Yeah,
bro.
You're going crazy.
I'm like, whoa.
You get chopped cheese.
Yeah. Bro, so I'm looking at it, and I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Nigga said $35.
That's why it's crazy, nigga.
I said, and you know the ones, yeah.
You think meat's cheap?
Like, yeah, bro. But then you know the ones when you're on holiday.
You have to just pay it.
No, but you know the ones like on holiday, like you'd be paying anything.
Yeah.
That's like the first time I froze up a little.
Yeah.
I was like, I got holiday money, but this is day two. And
you don't know how much it would cost before you ordered it.
They didn't really have, it was like a weird one. It was like a touristy spot. And it's like, you just go in there and like the prices weren't on there and they only had like six sandwiches.
That's the problem with America, you know.
It's the tour, yeah, go on.
There are spots like that where you'll go in, you won't even know how much something costs. Let's say you do know how much it costs. You get to the till, nigga slaps an extra like $5-$10 on it. Talk about his tax.
Bro, and then...
Why don't they add tax on their thing?
On the base price.
And then even when sitting in restaurants...
Oh, you're going to have to tip. Yeah, good luck with that, man.
Bro, tipping...
English.
tipping in America, yeah, it's insane, bro. Bro's giving me some meaty service, like some service that I should be provided with.
And they come for their 15%.
Bro.
Yeah, who am I? Mike Jones.
Bro, like, you know what I mean? Like, a man's just giving me my plate and bounced. Yeah. It's like, bro, I would have just waited outside the, you know what I mean? I would have picked it up. And now you want $15.
For a bare minimum.
Bro,
you see that thing when the DoorDash driver went to the crib to drop off the grub and the bread tips and he's throwing the food up in the air and just cut out.
Wait,
no, bro,
like,
no.
Murder, throwing it in there. I like, seen it.
Wait, guys are tipping for the delivery, what do they call it?
Yeah.
DoorDash.
Yeah.
You have to tip for your DoorDash as well.
Yeah, they do that.
But like,
it's different culture, innit?
But the thing is, yeah, like sometimes I'll tip, but like sometimes I feel awkward because I don't want to tip. Like not because I'm broke or anything. It's like I'm not paying on top of this. Like
you just don't want to tip.
The service is meaty as well. Like
if you get a woman, like only time I say you should tip in England or America, or wherever. You see when you're like out with 12 of your guys. Yeah. And there's one waiter, and she's holding it down, or he's holding it down, and it's like, and you know the ones where like, something's gone wrong, and I can send this back, or I need it, like drinks are flowing, and then like you just put them through like hell.
Yeah.
Give them, I'll happily pay a little, I don't know, 20%.
My thing is with the whole tipping thing, I don't think tipping culture at its core is a bad thing. I think the way it is, the way I see it, I don't know, I don't live in America. The way I see it on social media and stuff, it does feel like it's a bit too much. I feel like here, tipping, like I'd tip if I feel like the service was worth it.
Yeah.
If I feel like you went above and beyond. If, for instance, like you say, you're out, you're up 12 niggas deep, and there's one waitress or one waiter running around holding on all 12 of us, I'd tip. But if you want me to now go to like a burger joint off whatever road
in the middle of America,
I have my little burger, my fries and my milkshake, cost me $20-something. But now you want me to give you now an extra $10 on top. Why? Because you did the bare minimum.
The problem is, in America, tipping culture is a whole thing because they don't get paid enough. So, like in a restaurant, they'll pay you below minimum wage and they'll just make up the rest with tips.
Yeah.
So, you kind of have to do that because you're basically paying
that them. That is not my problem.
It's just how the country
That's what I was going to say because I think, like, don't hold me to this, but I think, like, what's that thing called, man? Hospitality workers actually earn better.
I think
obviously that's why it's not as thingy, innit?
Yeah, well, I think, listen, they just pay them more here. Still bullshit, but they pay them more here.
Yeah, still bullshit, but still,
But I think just America's rotten to everything about America. It's just like...
Bro, Flint still ain't got clean water, bro.
How many years is it been? Fair.
It's been ages. It's
Remember been Obama? Ages. He was like... That is a nasty man.
Joe Obama's a very nasty nigga. He's got crazy PR.
Bro.
Because Obama is a very, very, very nasty
Jude
man.
Bellingham.
But you know when he's...
Cool, sick.
Okay, snap. Jude's time's coming. Don't worry. Just keep watching. Just
okay, sell us.
Jude's light skin.
No. You see when, like, I think it's two times, yeah, where he's walking to the pitch and he sees the Roma's Jude badge and everyone's like, oh, man. I was like, ah. Like, I love Jude Bellingham. I think I'll back him for Ballon d'Or. But you see where, like, the nice guy thing, yeah. Like, I hate it. Like, with Anthony Joshua as well. Like, I hated him when he was winning because he was being nice. I'm like, bro, I know you're a nigga, man. And then when Anthony Joshua decided to, like, be the real him, I was kind of happy. Like, started rooting for him.
I think the same thing happened with John Jones. John Jones did the nice guy thing a lot. And then when he got done in the hit and run and that, it was you're a bastard.
But,
and also, when he had his rivalry with Daniel Cormier and they were trash talking, like Daniel Cormier brought it out of
him. Yeah, was that the off-camera one?
Yeah, when he swung on him at the press conference. He was telling him he was going to kill him.
Yeah, that's the one he was like, you know I'll kill you, right? Yeah. You know you're a bitch, right?
But we've never seen that from John Jones beforehand.
But nah, yeah, it's like...
I'm such a casual. I've only ever known John Jones to be insane, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was a proper... He has like the verse tattooed on his...
Philippians, yeah.
Yeah, on his chest. Yeah. Like, he's always, and then... When he obviously had the rivalry with DC, DC got in his head, didn't it? Which is so funny because John Jones like beat him comfortably.
I've seen that fight.
He had the hit and run. He had the tested. He tested for the cocaine. He tested for this and for that. And
I've never seen a good nigga like have Bible verses. If you see a guy with Bible verses on his palms, run.
Bible
like,
verses.
The angel.
Yeah.
The prayer hands.
Yeah.
Nah, prayer hands.
Yeah.
The rosary beads on the wrist.
Nah, man. Oh my God.
I'd like to extend that out as well. Yeah, the worst woman you know has a Bible verse tied on.
Yeah, a little rose on the boob.
Also, can I just say, if you have Dior, Asian. Or anything like that.
Oh, LDN.
Yeah.
LDN.
Nah.
Anything like that in your username, I'm so sorry. Like, well, please don't come. I'm apologizing.
Yeah, no, there's always like acts there where I'm just like, oh, like, even though it's like, it'll be like, Little Miss, you 35.
Okay, bro. All right, man.
Oh, my God.
Or when niggas on like, on private, like, try to get something new, not Chino. It's like, oh, come on, man. Like, nigga, get more grip.
I remember when Lucas did that on Blitter. He made a Blitter, and his username was Not Tukas. And then the picture was him and two black dudes. And then someone asked him, are you the one in the middle? And he's like, no.
Listen, yeah, because you lot loved that episode that we had him on, yeah. I promise you, you might not know how funny this guy really is.
Because
I don't think you know how funny this guy actually is.
He's in LA right now, man.
He's living, bro. Yeah, he's living, bro.
He's in Coachella. He's going to the Lakers game, whenever that is.
I'm hating. I see his shit come up on Insta and I start hating.
Yeah, do you know what it is, yeah? With him, it's funny because I think I was talking to Jem. He was like, oh, would you ever go Coachella? And I was like, nah, it just looks like an influencer kind of vibe. And then I knew someone that was going Coachella, and it's just influencey. And I saw Tukas's Coachella. I was like, "This is a little vibe going
I think
on."
It is what you make it.
Yeah. I've always said, like, if there's music and alcohol, I'm there.
Yeah.
I saw Will Smith pop out.
Nah, I hear it.
You know what I mean? You know them ones where you don't be listening to Will Smith. He's never ever gonna touch your recent playlist or whatever. But you ain't in the concert and a little Will Smith, a little Men in Black comes on. You be vibing to that, man. Like,
nah, I hear it.
Shout out Will Smith.
Lucas looks like he's having a good season. He's been there for a while, though.
Yeah.
Mm. Must be doing that. He must be doing that too. He's already been there for a week at least.
Yeah.
And he's going to the Lakers game on the weekend, so he must be different. I don't know. But
When I went to a Lakers game, that was the most boring thing ever.
Oh, really?
Like, I think because it was like my first basketball game. You been to a basketball game? Worst atmosphere ever. Like,
oh, really?
It's because we're currently like, we all watch football, been to stadiums, like, we're proper loud, energetic, whatever. With basketball, it's like everyone's locked into the game.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's just like this. And it's like, you know, I could literally be in middle, like mid row. I could be like, LeBron, you're a bitch. He will hear me. And he will probably, he could look at me and hear, like, it's so quiet until, the little mascot comes around and says, make noise. Like, make noise. And everyone's like, yeah!
You go to a regular season game, though.
Yeah.
I play. There's a difference.
Yeah.
No, it must be.
English fans are just more lit. Like, I went to I've been going to like, I went to a few wrestling shows last year, and I remember, was it the WWE one or the AEW one? I think it was, no, it wasn't Wembley, it was at O2. And I bumped into this bro on my way out, and he was an American dude, and we were just chopping it up because we were like, it was a big line, we're trying to get back into the train station. And he was like, wow, he was like, this is my first show in the UK. And I was like, yeah, how'd you find it? He was like, you guys are so loud.
Bro, yeah.
He's like, you guys are so loud.
Have
like,
you seen?
He's like, I go to shows. He goes, I go to hundreds of wrestling shows every year. He's like, you guys are so loud.
But you see, like, when, like, American artists, they cut, like, Drake, he'd be like, yo, London's my second home. I think they really do mean it. Yeah. Like, because, like, we be, London niggas be dick riding anyone.
Glazing,
Roddy Rich, remember his time?
Yeah.
I was thinking.
But you have to remember, when it comes to these American artists, we don't get them often. Pause. So, when they do come to perform here.
But I feel like, if it's even like a local and you fuck with their music and you've gone to their concert, no one goes to someone's concert to just be like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like
yeah,
you ain't paying money. Like we're very energetic. But
in America, they be doing that though. Niggas will go to your concert and just be standing there. Like, phone out.
Or just hating live direct. This nigga lame. you paid to be here. Nah, this nigga ain't got it.
After that nigga in the little baby video. Drop 100 of it. Look, guys, nigga, take this.
That's so crazy.
Looks in his pocket. Shout out my label, that's me.
I'm putting that in my pocket. I'm saying, yeah, what?
For what reason? Why not?
Yeah, bro. I thought he gave it back.
Yeah.
Niggas got too much pride, man.
Rick Ross had the same thing where I think a nigga, like, dashed some money at him. So he pulled out his stack and just dashed it back. I was like, hey, man.
Going bam for bam, bro.
So what do you think of the people when people do shit like that? Like, for instance, I think it was Tory Lanez went into a clothes shop or something, or like a jewelry shop, and the bear was like moving a bit shifty with him. So he spent like 25 grand in there.
Just to
prove nigga, the nigga won.
Yeah.
That
showed him.
Oh shit. I spent 25 racks in my store. Oh shit. You run up my fucking commission.
Oh no.
Bro, I worked in retail. When it, if you ever worked in retail, most retail places, when you come and they say to you, cool, this is our budget for the day. You can't make this much to break even, whatever. He made budget. He said, yeah, guys, lock up. We're closed for the rest of the week.
Oh no.
Oh man. It's like Drake when KD got injured.
Oh, that gif is the funniest thing ever, bro.
Oh, bro, that is so funny. But I never understood that. It's like, if you feel like the owner's disrespecting you, why are you putting, like, where to Jay Huss? Like, how dare you put money in my ops pocket?
Like, it's literally that.
No, it's pride, bro.
I don't understand. It's pride, bro.
I think
$25,000 of pride. No, pride's expensive.
You know, it is. No, but I'm not the same as them. I've got my head screwed on.
You got about 10 G's then.
Look at this nigga's bro.
Loki, he just has to whip out the money. Just show him you got it.
Yeah.
You ain't got to spend it. Like, if a nigga's looking at you like he ain't got money, whip out.
Yeah. I feel like he's probably more offended that you don't know who I am. Yeah. I think that's probably what
I know what that's like. That's like when we were youths, yeah? Let's say, for instance, right, when you used to get pocket money from your mum and that, and say mum gives you like a 20 spot for the week or whatever, for the sake of argument. Definitely more than what I used to get. But we used 20 pounds.
Yeah, let's use that. Let's say,
you got to use that for the week, innit? Monday to Friday.
I know
what I'm
doing.
Monday and you go Tesco. And boss man's following you around the shop. If you now pick up,
like, this is crazy. The
whole Pringles section,
all the Pringles, all the Roundtree's randoms, and you spend like £18 to prove a point.
Doof.
Now you got £2 for the rest of the week.
Yeah,
was it worth it?
Yeah, not worth it at all.
That shit still gets me today. If I walk into a shop and the niggas following me around, I'll buy something.
Yeah, it's not that expensive.
I'll just buy something.
Bottle
of water. I ain't even trying to rob you.
Nah, went to one of my niggas. We're not saying his name. One time, he went to Tesco, yeah? And they were following us. And the bruv said, yo, distract him, I'm staining. So he's following us, distract him, man, I'm staining. Bruv staining hella food.
That's
I love it, I love that.
That's the time I'm on.
That's how you win. That's how you really win.
Yeah, that's how you really win.
Only place I don't steal from is Turkish shops.
Oh, they'll find you.
I ain't trying to get caught up in the jam like that.
I remember one time when I was a youth, my mum sent me to the Turkish shop to buy, like, I was young, I must have been like 12. She sent me to the Turkish shop, I think like 2004, and she gave me a £10 note. The bear was supposed to give me back £5. He gave me back 15. I took the money out of his hand so quick, I just ran out, he didn't get it back, I just ran out. Yeah.
You want to receive big fella? Like, nah, I'm good. Nah,
I just ran out.
I stole something yesterday, actually. Crazy as well. I was at Greg's, yeah, just getting my little steak bake. But I, you see when you pick up like the yum yums in the box now, because they be doing the two for stuff, yeah. I gave it to the guy, and then he just put in the steak bake. I got the thing in my hand. And I like, this nigga's soft. He's like, I know he's seen it in my hand, but he ain't gonna question me. And I was looking in my eyes, yeah, then he's like stuttering, and then like £1.80, whatever. Picked it up and I just walked out. And I was just like, I'm up today. Like, I can't explain it, but the little feeling of finessing the little Greggs, the little Morrisons.
You were a shiesty nigga.
Yeah. A little test. Like,
you know what is, I don't have an issue of, I don't do it because I'm not a criminal, but people finessing chains.
Chains? Oh, is it?
Like Greggs, a chain. Like
Oh, I thought he was like, chain. Yeah.
He was like a cosign and stuff, bro.
No, definitely not.
Hey, yo, what? You making boss calls, bro? Is that what's
going on? No, I ain't got it like that.
Getting your chain popped is crazy.
Don't check it with Atlas. You can't step nowhere. You can't step nowhere in Northwest.
But no, it was like chain stores.
Yeah.
Don't steal from the humble mama and papa.
No, that's nasty work. That's nasty.
I was saying I used to steal from
the corporation.
I used to steal from the local man, and he was cool with my dad. But like, I was young, I just didn't understand that they weren't friends, but they were like community. It was like a community. But then I was always stealing, and he caught me. And like, my dad just told me how bad it is. Like, not.
It looks bad.
No, not stealing. Like, stealing from them kind of shops.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I was like, I kind of get it. Like, this is his livelihood. Yeah. And I was like, all right, cool. Like, yeah. I'm just go Tesco's and.
Like, bro, if I go Tesco's now, and I steal a pinky worth of stuff.
Yeah.
It's not going to affect Tesco. Tesco isn't going into.
Yeah.
It's not.
But let's say I go to this man's shop and I steal £10 worth of stuff 2 or 3 times a week. It's gonna do that.
Shout out boss man though, man. Like,
I ain't done that though since uni though, when I was actually proper down.
Brass.
I was.
Do you know what? Stealing when you're broke is crazy to me.
Why?
Because if you get caught, it's like you can't even like bring out a quick band and be like, I ain't broke.
I'm not that idiotic though. Whatever I have in my bag, I don't feel like paying for. I've actually got the bread to pay for it.
No, but I'm saying you said you was broke in uni.
I was brass, and but I wasn't brass enough to miss £5 worth of stuff.
One of them ones is like, you can afford it, but you'd rather not have to spend
money. Yeah, because I don't have £5 5 times. I've only got £5 one time. But, so this, if you catch me today, then I can pay for it, but then I have to
it's like,
next
I'll
time.
Just do the next like, time. Like, for
instance, I'll be better next time, that's it.
Like, for instance, like, I'd steal on the first week of my payday, but I ain't stealing on my last week of payday.
Do you know what? I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
No, like I just don't want to be caught up in the jam. And he's bringing me back in the shop and my card declining.
And then you're
shit.
Getting drapes. You're getting
bro, I was but you know what's like, you swiping something on some guy, some random Donny wanted to be a hero.
Oh, Good Samaritan.
Man wanted to be a hero, blood. I was like, you didn't pay for those in your pocket. I was like,
I would have given.
Oh, bro, what is this?
No, you know what actually scuffed me.
You don't know me from nowhere.
Because if I turn around and I'm in Tesco and I don't see a Tesco badge on you, I'm like, what are you doing this for?
Have you seen a picture of Alex here where he looks bare scared and he's turning around and it's quite like the who is she? And like,
I'm fucking crying. So
I'm like, what?
Huh?
You ever been caught inside and you thought you're on a TV show?
Yeah.
Bare cameras on.
No, because
mad naked.
Because you know what? Where are you lot imagining he said this? Where in the store are you lot imagining he said this?
Right at the checkout.
At the check. Yeah, right at the tills, brother. Right at the self checkout, and this was like a uni campus Tesco, right? So usually self checkout is a little bit away from the proper checkout. Yeah. No. You have to go through the self checkout to get to them. So everyone's in one place, bro.
But you know what? I'd rather.
And I'm there. Yeah. My back's turned when he's saying this. So I'm facing. Yeah, the door where the security guard is, and then the main teller, innit? So they're looking at me eye to eye while he's saying this from behind me, and I'm just.
Sometimes
I just put my hand in my pocket. I just put my hand in my pocket. And just paid for the thing. Yeah, I was like, do you know what? Dead it, man.
Oh shit, that's in my pocket.
You look.
I didn't even realize.
Good looking out, big bro. Good looking out.
No, that's what I even said. I said no because I couldn't carry all of it.
Yeah.
I had to bring my
pocket. Yeah.
Slimy, man.
But like, it's like, have you ever been caught out in a lie? Yeah. Like a white lie.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
and it's like fuck. Like, it's the same kind of thing with like stealing.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, like, just embarrassing. I don't know, man.
Yo,
like,
I don't know if I want to say this, yeah, but like, first time and the only time I've ever been clocked actually doing that, yeah, because other than this, there, like, obviously they call me if I did it. This time, guy actually came and grabbed me by the, like, at the door, so it's a different time. I was much younger, yeah. It was on a Sunday. Oh, is it a Sunday morning? Straight from.
Going to. Bible in hand. John 9:11.
The Christian outfit would get
the Christian costume.
That was the one and only day that ever happened as well.
In the Jesus once? Bro, he got the sandals and everything.
So he let me fake it at the checkout, yeah, and then leave. Yeah. And then he caught me at the door. So as I was about to step my foot out, it was like this.
I would have started reciting Leviticus.
That's
crazy.
No, he was about to bag me proper, yeah. And then
he let you off.
Because the woman at the self-checkout thought I paid, so she backed me.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't.
Yeah.
And I ended up walking.
Did you get rid of the stuff?
Yeah, I ended up taking the whatever I had. The worst thing about it was something just a bottle. It was a bottle of fruit water, bro. It wasn't even anything crazy. I was about to get bagged for that.
So I didn't want to quench his thirst.
Shit what was crazy, man.
I remember when I was a youth, the man them were always trying to get me to steal from Tesco. I remember saying to them one time, can we not steal from somewhere else? My mom comes
in. Yeah, no.
It's my local. I was like, my thing is this shit. I was thinking, if I get caught and I get banned, because I'm the man who got banned, innit?
Yeah, that's when they put, yeah.
Because my thing is that if I get banned, and then my mom sends me to Tesco, because my mom sent me to Tesco like 2-3 times a day.
Yeah, coming back with Sainsbury's stuff. They're cheaper.
Maybe we've got Sainsbury's near us.
Going our ends.
If I get bagged and banned, and my mom's like, yo, go to Tesco for me. What am I going to tell her?
Like, fuck off!
You might have to go all the way to South to go to Tesco for it.
You might have to just walk to the nearest Tesco.
It's one of them ones you've got to go, you do it.
He's an idiot.
You do it.
He would have made it out of the house. That one time.
Yeah.
He would have made it out of the house, bro.
That's so crazy. Is that the black?
Pick it up.
No, man.
No, that's insane. Like, you know, it is. I remember one time, I was on my way to the shop for my mum, and I saw my boys, because they had literally texted me like a few days, like a few minutes, like 10, 15 minutes beforehand, and they were like, yo, we're playing out, whatever. I say actual text, like, yo, where are you? Like, back in the day. And I'm on my way to the shop now, and I've seen them, because they're on the block. And they're like, oh wait, I'm just going to the shop. I'm gonna go shop, chop the stuff off, come out. They're like, whatever. And then they're like, but where are you going? I'm going shop for my mum. They're like, you're always going to shop for your mum.
Lame ass nigga.
Do you want me to do
that? Yeah.
Say no.
Niggas always say that, man.
Nigga.
No. You know the ones who like, no, keep that energy and come home with me.
It's not that easy for me to just say, no, I'm not going to the shop.
You know what it is, yeah? Like, no. I feel it as well, because like, back in the days, my mum was like more scarier than my dad. And it's like, 100%. This is when like, back in like, I don't know, 2003, my mum was giving out 2 pieces to anyone. I never even saw it happen, yeah, but it's like a story that lives on through like brothers. And it was like, when my brother was like, I don't know, like 8, and my mum 2-pieced him up outside, yeah. And my brother was like, it was the meanest hooks he's ever seen.
Oh, she punched him?
Bro, stomach. He was saying uppercut, left hook, everything. I was
what
like...
What did she do to make it that mad?
That
was a lot.
But what I remember is like, my dad would give me beats. It would be like the basics. They would be like, belt, You know what I mean? With my mum, it would get a bit like, hey, do you even love me?
I never saw, chill. My pops has actually never hit me. I only ever saw my pops hit my little brother once. And... You've not been to my yard, have you?
No.
The way my yard is built, you have to walk past the TV to get to the balcony.
Oh, yeah.
My pops would go on the balcony to, like, smoke. He smokes. So he's on his way, he's walked past the TV. And me and my brother were watching wrestling. It was a big wrestling match. I think it was, oh, can't remember which one. It was a big one though. It's big to the point where it's like if I said it, they're like, our listeners don't even know wrestling. Be like, oh shit, like I know. Yeah. Anyway, he's walked past. He's gone to the balcony. He's come back out now. For some reason, bro, he's come and he stood in front of the TV like this, like.
Yeah. He's locked in to nothing.
He's just locked in. And like, he's, my dad's quite wide, didn't it? So I'm trying to like watch around him and that. And then my brother's, I can see him. I'm like, nah, just.
Yeah.
He was like, move.
No, that's him. He let the intrusive thoughts win. That's him.
You know the ones where the whole house goes quiet. He's like, he's finished.
You would have seen that video, innit? When the bro goes to the girl, oh, why'd you look 50 with your 20 or whatever?
Yeah,
the bro looks at the cabinets. Bro, I'm looking behind the sofa and that.
He's
checking. You know, he's giving him a conk right at the top of his head and he just walked off.
When bro went back for another cigarette.
Bro, my brother sat like this for like 2 days.
Like a real abusive father.
You're done. But that proper fits into what you were saying, though. He was like, that sometimes when something crazy enough happens, you feel like you're on TV.
Yeah. I felt like I was on TV. I was like, that just can't be real. You know when it slowed down, like time slowed down, I said, oh man, like, you know when I can't even enjoy the rest of the
night? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Like,
oh, bro,
you know,
bro,
like, dad,
fun's over, guys. Fun's over.
Your dad's gonna be pissed, and he's like, change the channel.
Yeah, like, he's like upstairs.
My dad would used to get angry at us. Yeah, while I was watching like cartoons and stuff, and I always remember like he would just get like moody. He's like, no, change the channel. Nigga just put in the news and just look in. I'm like,
I used to hate that.
You know the ones, yeah. Like, I just remember like. I'll be like, get up. Then he's like, no, watch it. And he's just there like this, just like, bro. Like, you ain't.
That was spiteful. Because
when you're younger, yeah, you don't have much to do. There's no, like, you can't just be chilling on your phone. Like, you're just, like, looking into some, like, 9/11 happened now.
Hierarchy, like, in your lot's cribs, like, growing up, in terms of, like, the remote control, like, having the remote.
Oh, okay. Obviously, parents up there in it. So my mom comes in. She rarely does in it. When my dad comes in, it doesn't matter who has it. My dad gets it. And then, obviously, after that, my older brother, then me, and then whatever.
What about you?
That.
It goes pops, mum, then me, then middle sister, then youngest sister.
Okay. With me, it was like that, but it got to the point where fight for it. With the three brothers, fight for it.
No, that's between siblings, though. He's talking about
the whole family. No, fight my dad.
My mum, legit, I don't think my mum's ever held the remote control in her hand. She watched whatever we're watching. She couldn't care less.
Yeah.
Like, she'll sit there and watch. I don't think there's anyone I've watched more TV with than my mum, purely for the simple fact that, like, my mum's one of those people where if she's sat down and she's comfy,
she'll lock into it.
She'll just lock in.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be sitting, like, my thing is, like, I remember I established this when I was, like, 8 years old, and she was sitting down, and she was on the phone, and the TV was on, and I walked in, and I was like, are you watching the TV? And she was like, no.
Mm.
And then that same thing happened, like, 6 times within the space of, like, a month. Mm-hmm. And then I realised this woman doesn't give a toss about
what's on.
So it became a thing where it's like, oh, everyone knows if mum's in the living room, she'll watch whatever. But then my pops, oh my god, come in. Now he wants to watch BEN. He wants to watch OBE and all of this. I'm like,
oh!
That's my pop for real.
Oh my god.
Bro, my pops went through an Al Jazeera phase. I'm like, nigga, you ain't even Muslim, though.
Nigga got a bacon sandwich.
Oh, you're a dick riding. I get it.
He's locked into BE and he's looking at my head hot.
No, what? He was about to say OBE. Oh, God!
Niggas is locked into OBE, bro, and I'm sitting there. And you know what it is? My older brother used to hog the PlayStation. So I'm just there now. I've got to watch this bread play Pro Evo. Oh, I've got to watch. I'm sorry. You get me?
That's the one thing, yeah, like. Being bored at home.
Being bored as a kid.
It's like, you know when there's literally nothing to do?
Yeah.
Like, you can't even go outside because your mum's banned you from outside. Yeah. Like, it's like one of them ones, if you're coming back in, you're staying in. You're thinking, fuck, what do you want me to do inside?
You see, boredom. Like, boredom is so crazy, bro. Like, you know when you're bored?
Mm-hmm.
Like, dad's watching BEN. Brothers playing PlayStation. We only got one computer in the yard. My sister's on the computer.
Bro.
Can't go out because it's 6 p.m. and I'm 9 years old. And it's just like, bro, you're just bored. You're just sitting there like trying to figure something out. Like, that's how I used to get into trouble and hurt myself.
Because
I got to get into something.
You know what? That's just thinking about that. That's how I got into the habit of Like, so when I'm at home or in my bed, I watch a movie and I'll roll over and not watch it. I'll just listen to it and I'll make different scenes in my head. Like, that, like, it's just, it's the best pastime ever. Like, I can't explain it. Like,
I get what you're saying.
Have you ever just like done it where you're like watching a film and you're just listening and I'll just shut my eyes and I'm just, I've got the characters in my head, but they're doing something different or there's a different plot to the story with the same audio. No.
I haven't done it. Not like that, but I haven't done it. No. I haven't done that. That's but explain yourself though. That's fine.
Thought niggas were gonna lock in and be like, yeah.
Explain yourself, bro.
Sometimes I just be like, I just roll over because it's especially with films that I've already watched.
Like, I've heard people like sleep to that kind of sounds, right? They leave a movie on. But you create a whole new script.
Not a script. The script is the same. It's a whole new
set of characters or what?
No, it's a whole new how would you put it? Like, say for instance, if they're like in New York and they're talking to the, I might put them up in like Colombia in the middle of the jungle and they're going through a little something. Like, it has to make sense though. Like, you have to think quick about what's happening.
Nigga, why are you copying in your mind? Like, why are you being a, what's that thing called? You're printing out a reboot in your mind.
But bro, it's like it's a good thing to just like pass time.
And
a film.
No, don't worry. I meet you there. Don't worry. Okay.
What do you mean?
But like when you do this, you're doing this while you're watching something, or
no? I turn away from the screen so I can't see it. So like I'll shut my eyes and I'll play the video in my head.
I think so. I heard
with
you,
a different.
I'm like, no, honestly, like, I'm like,
yeah, I hear you, man.
I'm like 93% sure you're neurodivergent.
Yeah, I think.
Bro, this nigga's 100% neurodivergent.
Don't you ever just like, I don't know, no, like, get bored, like when you're sleeping. All right, cool. When you sleep, what happens?
I don't know, I'm asleep.
Yeah, you dream, man. You dream.
No. I'm saying, you've gone to bed, like you put head on a pillow.
Yeah.
What's happening in your head?
I'm trying to clear my mind.
Yeah.
So what's
my thing is when I go to sleep, I'm trying to empty my mind. I'm trying to like,
well,
I start thinking about the next day.
Yeah, or at least I'll have like just one thought. I'll focus on just one thing, I guess.
Well, I'll be thinking about how much money Chino earned.
Fuck. I'll be thinking about.
I'll tell you right now.
I ain't getting no sleep.
I tell you what. I'll tell you right now. It's zero. Yeah. let me open it up. There's no secrets here, my bro. No secrets.
How long do you think it takes you to get to sleep?
It depends.
On a good
proper
day.
Depends.
I have issues with sleep. I'd say once a week, I can fall asleep within like a minute of touching the pillow. But then once like 4 times a week, I can really struggle to go to sleep.
Give me 5 minutes in the PlayStation party. Yeah, I'm out of there. I've heard
this nigga snore so much. If you're playing PlayStation, bro, I'm all just balling off whatever. And you just hear.
Oh, rare.
And you just see Sharif's mic like.
With me, I would say.
Why don't you just leave the party and then sleep, bro?
Like, I think he's fallen asleep on the PlayStation party like 100 times minimum.
Are you like his version of White Noise or something?
No. I'll be playing a game and then let's say I play FIFA. I've done all the objectives for the day. I ain't got shit to do now. Like, I just sit there and then we'll be talking about something in the party. Talk about it, I'm into it.
And you sign out.
And then I'm not saying nothing. And then like 3 minutes later, I'm out of there.
The thing is, it's him and it's another brer. It's him and him with two other brers. My Virgin Yusuf and my Virgin Lion. These three niggas, he's been on a bet. These three niggas fell asleep so often, they put a bet to see who would fall asleep. Like the most.
Niggas having a sleep off.
And then this nigga lost was so funny because we all heard his story, He went back up and they tried to fight his case. Niggas were like, my nigga, shut the fuck up and send the money. Because you're gonna kill me. He fought his case for like 10 minutes, left him, like he was silent for like 10 minutes and a half, Came back like, Yusuf, what's your bank?
No. I left the party so that I can listen to, like, I recorded the last like 30 minutes of the party. I went back, listened to the recording. I hear the moment I fell asleep and start snoring. I said, "Jeez,
they got me, boy."
And the funny thing is, that night, both of them fell asleep. They were like, "Yeah, the chains are off.
We can do what we like."
I won. But going back to it, but with me, I would say it takes like a good hour 15 for me to.
Do you not like?
What?
I mean, as in, I would say, because before my sleeping issues, I have like a reputation that like women who used to date me used to hate sleeping because I just fall asleep quickly. But for the last like 3 or 4 years, I've had issues with sleep. But before that, I used to sleep like quickly. Now it's like sometimes, like you say, I can fall asleep instantly or I can legit be in bed for 2 hours before I fall asleep.
Like, with me, it's weird. Like,
are you just, is it always an hour, or is it sometimes you fall asleep a bit earlier, or sometimes?
It's like, it could be half an hour. Like, it's literally just playing every, I probably play back everything I've done that day. Mm. Probably divert to, I don't know, thinking about space. Make up a dragon fighting. I don't know, like, I can't explain it. Like, it'll be just like weird stuff, and it'll be entertaining me.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know what happens in one, that one moment, probably an hour goes by, and I conk out. And it's like, someone said it, like, they said that, like, people who are like neurodivergent, they don't fall asleep. Like, they just get knocked out. Like, the brain's so tired, like, nigga just snaps. But I think it would be a blessing, like, for me to go to bed and I feel like silence. Only time I feel silence in my head is when I got a night nurse. Little 2 cups of night nurse.
Night
nurse. Bro, when I got the
what is night nurse? I've never had, as in, I know what night nurse is, but like, what is it? I've never had it.
Like, I don't be reading the back. I just got told, take night nurse one time.
What is it? Is it like a
it helped. No, it's like liquid, like a little syrup.
You
back it, and it's like,
they've got pills as well, night nurse.
What's it taste like? Pills.
It tastes like medicine, like a real medicine-y. Yeah. But like, I take it, but after like half an hour, the first time I took it, I got bare scared. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, if you take a sleeping pill, you're definitely gonna try fight the sleep, just for a little bit.
But self-consciously as well.
Yeah, but then it's like, it doesn't make you fall asleep. But you know when you get in that mood when you're like in bed and you just you're like. And you just like, and your blinks are getting longer.
Yeah.
And it's like one of them ones, and then like you shut your eyes, but you're still awake.
Yeah.
And it's like you got nothing in your head.
It's like that meme of Adele.
What?
When she's sitting courtside, you know Adele. She's sitting courtside, and she's like,
I haven't seen
Adele, the singer. She's sitting court. You not seen that meme? No. You haven't seen that meme of Adele? Oh my god! I'll show you, man. When I show you, you'll be like, oh, that one.
No, I've only seen her courtside with that when she had that nigga.
What, I'm the best she's dating?
Rich. Yeah, Rich Paul.
I'll show you one after, you know what I
mean? But yeah.
But like, dating Adele.
They're married, no?
Yeah. Rich Paul, as in like the agent?
Yeah.
They're married,
I think.
Are they married already?
I think they're married.
Dude. I think they're locked in.
Wait, how long is his money? Because her money's fucking long.
No, she's probably richer than him.
Her money's long.
No, he's got long money, he doesn't long, but she's probably richer than him.
No,
she's got.
But he's a lot of NBA.
Bro, her sales are so brave.
You know that music money. That music money is a little.
No, wait. Look, Adele. Yeah, me and my boy was talking about her one day. Mm. Yeah, and this is the funny thing. I must have said, oh, I was thinking about Ed Sheeran and how big he is, right? And I was like, oh, Adele, her YouTube videos. How much does she get? Because I never actually checked. Yeah. I must have guessed. Yeah, I boyed her, bro. I fucking boyed her, innit? I must have guessed like 40 M's or something. Yeah.
What?
No, or like 4 million, I guess 4 million. Yeah.
What?
My boy said,
bro,
yeah.
Guys like
Dave
that.
Wait. I don't know why I said that. My boy said like 100 million or something. Yeah. We went on 4 billion. I could not.
Yeah.
4 billion.
You said 4 million. You're insane. Does UK underground rappers you get that?
No, I'm stupid. I know. I understand me, but I just didn't know how far it was.
Maybe because it's out of your market kind of thing.
I guess, but I listen to Adele, man. Maybe not all the time or whatever, but I know who Adele is, obviously.
That's like saying like Taylor Swift, she done 2 mil last week. And I was like, what the fuck?
I didn't have
a... Jesus. Taylor Swift, it's the same thing with me. Like, I didn't know... And the funny thing is, I didn't know how big he is because he crossed over into wrestling, like Bad Bunny. I didn't know how big Bad Bunny was.
Apparently, he's fucking massive.
The whole Latin American world,
he's massive.
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny. I actually wanted to ask you lot this, off the back of what we were talking about earlier, innit? With you lot's like, dad, how was you lot's relationship when you was growing up? Was it like, was you close?
Nah.
Or like, say if he was in a room and your dad came and sit in the room.
This is a Patreon or...
Yeah.
If you guys came and sit in a room, you don't have to go in detail, bro, man.
I'll go into detail.
If you're sitting down and your dad come in the room, could you just sit down and just be chilling together?
Back then, yeah.
When you were like younger, innit?
When I was younger.
See, when you lot are talking about being bored, I couldn't even afford to be bored when my dad's around when I was younger.
Wow.
Yeah. Even though it was, because my dad, like, I don't know.
Wash these dishes, man.
He's not even that type. He doesn't say a lot, yeah. He just doesn't like you being idle, especially as a guy. So he'll come home.
Make some money, Nick.
Bro, so it's summer. It's fucking summer, yeah. My dad comes home from work. He sits down in the living room. Bro, I was watching TV before I got it. I start getting antsy, bro. I start getting uncomfortable. I start thinking, I just got to do some homework. Yeah, it's fucking summer.
No, it's fucking summer. But no, the one thing about black parents, yeah, if they come in the room and you just chilling, just baking off.
You feel like you do something wrong.
Bro, you are in trouble. Like, they're looking at you like a bum.
Like a bum, bro.
But going back of what you said, like, my one, like, with my dad, probably what I remember when I was, like, 3-4, we were really close, as in, I was always in his arms. That's what I remember. Yeah. And, like, got to, like, 7, and I remember, like, trying to cuddle up with him and watch TV, yeah. But then it was like, nah, little nigga, you're a bit too big. Nah, nigga, you smell like piss, nigga.
After that tweet, you realise you're bad vibes. Yeah,
yo. Then from, like, 7 till 19, it was like, I don't know, when you see your dad, it's like, it's never the greatest moment, because my dad was, like, my football coach as well. It's like,
oh, right.
It was, like, proper, like... All right, we're going to talk about football, and we're going to talk how you played shit on Sunday, where I thought I played good. I grabbed the goal, whatever, not good enough. And it's like, ah, shit. Then training, telling you to work harder. Mm-hmm. And it's like, the times you get is around football. And it's like the one time where I know, like, a little random TV show just, like, walks out. And you think, damn. But then when you turn 19, 20, where you can actually just chop it up, it's like, it's a beautiful thing. It's like,
yeah,
because he's like, he's just being a dad. Like, something like people would say, you can't be a friend and a dad, or a friend and a parent to your kid, because the lines are gonna get blurred at some point. You know, like, people start thinking.
I think it depends. I think it depends how you define parent, though.
Mm-hmm.
How do you define parent? There's not one way to parent your kid. I think what a lot of dads, without going into detail about my situation and stuff, a lot of dads sometimes, because I've had friends who said this to me, where their dad prioritised being a man over being a dad.
Mm-hmm.
You get me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where I feel like you can be, there's more than one way to be a parent. You kind of have that kind of strict, standoffish kind of parent, mm-hmm. and that raises a certain kind of kid. But then you can also have those parents where, okay, it might not be a friend, but the relationship's a bit more friendly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit, and you tend to have a healthy relationship growing up, because there isn't that resentment.
But yeah, like, I didn't have any resentment, because I knew my dad was a good dad.
Yeah.
But I just didn't have the pally, I never really wanted it, because it's like, it's different kind of ages. Like, I'm a kid, and it got to the point where I could do stuff by myself. Like, he didn't need to come to the park with me from like 9, 10, like, I could just go. But it's like, when you look back on it, like, I do feel like the little moments I should have appreciated more. Like, say if he came in the room and was watching TV, I should have just stayed there and spent more time, like, because that's his like thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's this thing, right? Because, like, off the back of what you just said as well, what's that thing called? When you get older and then you start to look at your parents more as human beings rather than your parents, right? Mm-hmm. Especially your dad. One of the things I come to realize is, yeah, being a good man, a good husband, and a good father aren't always the same thing.
It's hard.
And it's not always the same job.
Yeah.
And not everyone can be good at all of them.
And it's hard to be do it all at the same time.
Like, at our age, yeah, our dad's generation, yeah, you prioritize being a good man and a good husband at most. It's difficult to be a good man, good husband, and a good father. You pick two at most. You can't do all three.
Yeah, I get it.
So, like, for me, my dad, the only reason why we didn't spend as much time when I was younger is because he didn't know how to. He didn't actually know how to relate to me.
And it's like...
That side of it, he didn't know how to do it.
I've always said, it's like, with our parents as well, you got to figure it, like, they come, like, my dad's... came over when he was 11, so even though he'd probably be like 20 years later, the guy's still trying to settle down. Like, he still feels like he doesn't belong here, which he probably didn't. I don't know when he got his, like, passports and his papers sorted out, but that constant of, like, oh, I could be sent back home, and then now you're married, it's like, I'm still feeling like I could get sent back home. He's probably dealing with that, a lot of racism.
Yeah.
It's like, you got to come back home, be a good husband, good dad, good friend.
Their experience is just like us, right? Their experiences made who they were, innit?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So all the struggles, all the things they had to go through made them who they are, innit? So, like I said, like, even what you said, yeah, like, resentment can build up, but that's only if you can see that person made zero effort, though, I guess.
Yeah.
A lot of times you get older, you realize it's hard, bro. Like, life's fucking tough.
Like, my dad used to... tough, man. Like, the day I knew, like, my dad really loved me was, like, I was in, like, year 6. So, I'd have to leave school at 2:30 to go to Charlton and had trials for like 12 weeks and he would do it for 12 weeks. He went like two times a week. And I was just like, clocked like the third week. I'm like, bro, aren't you meant to be at work? And then I went to him, like, why are you at work? And he's like, I have to drop you here. And I was like, I don't have to be here, kind of thing. And he was like, I'm doing this because like you want to and I'm making a sacrifice. Mm. I was just sitting. And I was like, for someone who doesn't show love, I'm just looking at it in the wrong ways. I was like, I might not hug me and kiss me on the forehead, yeah. But the things he do is like out of love. Like, cause
yeah.
I can't imagine leaving my workplace, taking a little pay cut to drop my kid training right now.
Thing, you know, acts of service.
Yeah. And he just be like, you know what I mean? Guy don't be talking a lot, but when he says stuff.
Yeah.
And the one thing as well, do you ever feel like you ain't taking enough pictures with like your parents?
I don't take enough pictures with anyone. Yeah. I need to take more pictures in general.
I take more pictures these days with my people, but I only have like a few photos of like me and my parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, but do you memories, know the ones, man, yeah? Memories. I don't want to, like, when me and my dad was, like, chilling in Jamaica, I'm like, ah, oh, man, we're just chilling and chopping it up. I just can't imagine, ah, let's get a photo for this, like.
No, it's a memories thing, bro. You have
no,
to.
No, but it's like, now, no, but it's like, no, but there and then, you've killed that moment for me.
Really?
Like it's just, like, such
a. Oh, it's got to be candid.
Yeah, it's like, you know when you're, like, chopping up, like, me and my dad were, like, talking, like, some real life stuff, yeah. Whatever, what he went through. I was like, bro, this is beautiful. And I'm like,
see, no.
And then back to it, like, back to talking about depression. Like.
What would be perfect in that moment is one of those artsy women, bro. A woman with a Polaroid.
Bro, but you can't, like...
That's what you need in that moment, yeah.
Like, you always need, like...
For me, it's my sister. I'd be talking, yeah, and then she just click.
Yeah, like... But you can't, like, some people ain't blessed with that. Like, even, like, friendship groups, like, sometimes...
Yeah.
Like, everyone loves the candid, but no one wants to take the candid.
It's true.
It's like, I know, like, you need that one person with a camera. Like,
we all need a woman with a Polaroid in our life, man.
No, you don't. Oh, actually, sorry, she will bad. Not save you, by sorry, the way.
My bad.
She will
my
not bad. Save you. That woman got so many Polaroids.
Let me become close.
That woman got so many Polaroids with other niggas looking mad happy as well.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and it's always... Hey, this is something I wanted to bring up.
How long are we going for, by the way?
I don't know.
What's the time, man? We started like quarter past.
I even need to jump.
Should we give it another like 10?
Yeah.
I seen something, yeah. I ain't going to say his name yet. But he was just getting his hate off. and he was like...
You know I can respect
him. Yeah. And he was... I just saw it. He was like, bro, this bitch is so miserable. And I was like, I get it, man. Sometimes I just like, you know, back in the days where you're just chilling with that woman that just won't stop complaining.
You know, it's not even just that. Like, it's people in general.
Bro.
You've got brethren who every time they hit you, they're like, oh, it's like. And her and her best friend had this system where whenever the other would message one of the other ones on some, like, I need, they would always be like, yo, like, okay, are you in a position to take this on? Like, are you good?
Yeah.
I don't want to put all this on your plate. I come to you at the cookout, you've already got rice, peas and curry goat on your plate. Now I want to start putting jerk on oxtail.
It's
too much on my plate. Like, chill, I'm not going to finish all this.
The yams touching the mac and cheese.
Like, it's too much, bro. So sometimes I feel like people, sometimes even friendships can be draining.
Draining.
Like, friendships, but they can just be draining. It's like, bro, like, you should be bringing me peace. You should be, you know what I mean?
It's like, can we not talk about your problems just for 10 minutes?
Yeah.
And like, if you want to talk about your problems and we can like, have a little chuckle about it, that's good. Don't be telling me some deep shit.
But then if you say that, then you're the bad guy.
But it's always...
It's definitely about no one to listen, bro. Like, taking that... For your friends, you love them.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So when they're going through problems, you're gonna take the problem on your head.
Yeah.
And that's not good for your mental, bro. Because how long can you carry someone else's issues? And then you've got multiple friends and whatever as well.
You're only one person. I ain't going to lie. I don't be carrying my friends' problems.
I do. I have to stop doing that because I can't save everybody.
I fuck with y'all. But like, because I've got my own problems, but I'm definitely going to give out like advice. Mm. If you need something, I'm going to be there, whatever. But that's not me. Like, I ain't going to be... Like, once I lock in at home...
Yeah.
I'm back to my own thoughts.
You know, I got taught that sometimes not everyone wants advice.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just want to get their shit off.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, and I had to learn that.
Through women.
It's
funny
because
them
man don't want your advice
because
you'll be giving them good points and they'll be like.
The funny thing is, it was actually. Pointers. I used to vent to my ex and she would always try to give me advice.
Yeah.
And at one time I was like, just listen. Just listen. And then she
just
like,
lock in.
We had a bit of an argument over it.
Yeah.
And I remember she came back to me like a day later and she apologized to me. And she was like, do you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes you're right, sometimes you just listen. Yeah. And I feel like we can all take that on board. And someone's venting to you, sometimes it's good to just listen. Sometimes mm-hmm. we just want to scream into an echo chamber for 10 minutes.
You ever given a woman advice and she starts crying like you're the problem now? It's like crazy, bro.
I remember I seen a tweet recently where a woman was like, men are so annoying when it comes to these situations because like they're always right. Because we men very much just see things as
logical.
But the thing is, it goes both ways because women do think with nuance, and yeah, but it's not. Sometimes things aren't nuanced. Sometimes things are just that dress is blue and black.
Yeah.
You get me?
The end. Like, that exactly like that. Because it's like for a lot of men. Well, I teach you. I can only speak for myself. Actually, I've started to learn that. Let me speak for me. Yeah. If I give you advice or whatever, it's because I love you. You're going through something, and I want to alleviate you of that issue. You know what I'm saying? Not because I want to feel superior to you. If you find a different way to solve this problem, I'll be just as happy. I'll be just as happy
It's also a case of if you come to me for advice and I give you advice and you choose not to take it, please don't come back to me because shit went tits up. Because I gave you a
solution. That's like having a female best friend. Everything always going tits up and you'd be giving that sound advice.
Yeah.
You'd be giving them the playbook from my man's point of view, like how to swerve it. And her dumb ass still falling for the same old tricks. Oh, like he be saying only seeing her like once every 3 weeks. Yeah. That man has a wife and kids. Like, don't you see it?
Because when that phone call
when
that phone call comes in the middle
get it
of the
in
night,
your thick skull.
when that phone call comes in the middle of the night, and then she just goes, men, and then you just
man.
You can't pretend to sleep, that's Sharif. You just gotta start stuck.
Wait, have you seen the Homer Simpson one? He's like,
I have a question for our guest.
Oh, shit. Oh, go on.
You want to
be honest? No, you go for it. I'm banned.
You're banned.
Yeah, I'm banned. Lap me up.
the white woman body count, bro?
The little
I don't have sex.
The little snow bunny, the snow bunny count.
Zero, I don't have sex.
Come on, man.
Man of Jesus.
Just a quick, like, do you know what? Percentage. Let's
give us a little percentage.
Let's do a fraction.
So we've established that you have 100 bodies.
Yeah, it's a statue. Right. Yeah, yeah. So I have 100. So I have 100. Just have 100. Just have 100. That's it.
If this was talking theoretically.
So you have 100 bodies.
Yeah.
Big word.
Yeah. Okay. Hypothetical.
So what would the number be?
Yeah.
I'll be very honest. I'm not gonna say I don't absolutely hate, like.
A nigga might do cocaine, but I don't do cocaine.
I'd say 0.05 or maybe 1.
Are you insane?
Like,
Who do you think I am?
I have 100.
Who do you think I am?
What am I doing yesterday?
I can't say like I don't rock with them, but like
I might see one.
Has his preference, man.
I might see one and wave.
The man has his preference, isn't
okay.
It?
Oh, what? So Empress is only, that's it.
What can I say?
So the first week you said on this podcast was a lie. The last week you said on this podcast was a lie.
Do you know what? Yeah, someone on the Patreon.
Man, look at that, man.
It's something crazy. I'm still trying to figure it out.
What do you mean?
Is it the top comment of the Patreon thing?
Yeah.
The one where she was like, I'm a girl, by the way, in the bracket.
Oh, so that's what you got it off?
I saw it on the Patreon.
So
I just closed my phone.
So she was like, so she said into the Patreon, I'm thinking of cheating. I love my girl. But I want to explore other holes to achieve goals. I want Big Daddy's view.
Who is this?
Big Daddy.
Who is this?
I don't know.
That's probably you.
Is this an audience, bro?
Maybe.
Like, I didn't even know we had females creeping into that society. You know what I mean? Boys only.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Damn, okay.
I'm like, now I'll be kind of scaring the hoes in my own like little space.
First of all, let's establish who Big Daddy is. That's you. Let's establish that right quickly.
You calling another man Big Daddy?
No, that's she did, not me.
No.
She did.
She said that's Big Daddy.
You touched me on my shoulder a little.
No, Diddy.
Trying to get into something.
No Diddy.
Big daddy could be anywhere.
She sent it. How do you know? She sent it to him. You sent it to him.
I ain't big daddy.
I ain't even got access to the Patreon. I ain't never seen
it. This is a woman who wants to cheat on her woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
We can. Sorry, what was you saying?
She said explore. She said explore.
Do it, man.
Fair enough. But she said she wanted to explore different holes. Like, she's probably going to have a strap on and stuff. Like, you're not really exploring it. Like, she's probably going to be moaning it with the strap. I hate when dykes be doing that.
What?
when they're doing the fucking...
Yeah, or they're getting head from the dildo and they're like, oh, come on, man. Like, like what are we doing?
Man,
like,
talk to me,
what
man.
Are we doing here? Like, what are we doing here?
Like you said,
have you ever seen that video? Yeah, where it's a dyke and she backs off her underwear. And she's like, "How much dick do you want?" And she's got like a 12 inches just there.
Oh my!
Like, come on, man.
She's got the gummy.
This question you're asking, I'm sure this is not your first.
That's
day
That's a very watching. Nefarious question.
It's a very nefarious question. But it's not your first day watching us. Yeah, we know what we condone.
Yeah, man. You know what? If you're thinking about it, yeah.
If you get caught, just write in again. Don't worry.
If you're thinking about it, you don't have to fight. You don't have to go off your ex, but
you said you have to fight.
But I feel like with that kind of relationship, should I say? What's allowed.
She's already checked out.
Yeah,
so honest. If you're thinking about cheating, you've checked out. Just do a sort of fucking thing.
Because everyone thinks about it and it's like a passing thought. It's like, nah, that'd be crazy.
Oh, wait, is your girl a good woman, actually? That's
like one good woman in this country.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Because if she ain't a good woman.
And low key. But you know one thing, yeah, I've deeped, yeah. Have you ever seen like a lesbian couple like outside, like in a club? Mm. They be getting into it. Like, the arguments be little fisticuffs. Like, they be squabbling.
That's like in America, they be proper squabbling.
But yeah, I was in Birmingham.
No, that's like even like different sex couples. Like,
yeah.
Man and woman. They
be
they
squabbling,
like,
bro.
What, man and woman?
Yeah,
they be squabbling.
No, but women are aggressive in that country.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you.
But I was saying that because I was in a club in Birmingham and there was this one girl. It seemed like she had two girlfriends. I didn't know what was going on. Like, she was moving like a pimp, like kind of like lips in two girls. I was like, ah, cool. But they were proper close. And then the two girls she was with started lips from each other. And she started swinging on one of them. I said, what? I said, I didn't want to get into it. But I was like, what's going on? Like, aren't you like a trio?
Yeah.
And then it just seemed like they both were owned to her and they can't. I was just there like people watching. I was like, I'm not trying to get to the bottom of this, but I really would like to know. But she looked like she could swing though. But on that note, man. It's been love this episode. I hope you lot enjoyed like a little hour and a half. I'm done. But yeah, man, Alice, sign us out, man. I hate signing out.
What episode is this?
89,
you sure?
Yeah.
AOT Podcast episode 89. Thank you for rocking with us. Like, share, subscribe, retweet it when you see it on Twitter, post it when you see it on YouTube. Tell a friend to tell a friend. If you talk about us, use the hashtag AOTPod. Remember, you can subscribe to our Patreon for £2. You'll get an extra episode and you'll get early release of these episodes.
And I gave him 2 episodes this month.
You get me? Love to our guest Sharif.
That's for stepping in. Me.
Always a pleasure. We'll have him on more.
Hey, put in a couple strokes for me in Colombia, please.
A couple?
Yeah, I'm going to need 7.
A
8.
Whoa, 7.
Okay.
Whoa, that's crazy.
I'm gonna have to divvy that up. Hey, I'm gonna need a little bit of nut.
I'm gonna need an allotment, like, do you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna need a specific amount.
You know, you put your name on a list for an allotment, you gotta wait like 12 years. What? Listen, like, share, subscribe.
Nigga got me buying a timeshare.
A stroke share.
Hey, yo! Wait, we're on to something.
We're done,
we're done.
Hey, sign up to the Patreon for a few strokes, you know what I mean? Wait,
yo, stroke share!
No, listen,
yeah. You can buy strokes now, yeah? You can buy strokes.
Stroke coin.
And do you know what? It's not even limited to one per person. You can buy multiple as one. Or you can get a few of your friends and buy one. Do you know what I'm saying?
Listen, we're out, innit?
Yeah, sorry.
Going halves on strokes is crazy.
No strokers, I ain't sharing, man.
Buying strokes on people.